Oh. Grandpa!
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket.
It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it can be done.
Ooh, the cane, Charlie. Ah. Here I go. Watch my speed.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Sun. 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. With a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
And good evening, all of you out there in Radio Land. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And you just were treated to a very wonderful issue of The Real Issue, and you have landed right here smack dab in the middle of Wonka Radio. I'm your host, Liesl, here with you this evening for a quick and, I hope, wonderful half hour of children's stories and songs. And achoo! Does that give you a little hint about what my theme is this evening? I bet it does. All right, wonderful. So as you know, if you are a dedicated Wonka listener, you know that we always have a themed program this evening, and tonight's theme is about being sick. And so I actually had a lovely visit with my friend Kimberly, who works at the Butte County Library, and she's a wonderful librarian who works here at the Chico branch of the public library, and she helped me find a couple of books, including Sick Simon, which is written and illustrated by Dan Kroll. And I'll have to tell you, this book is not for the faint. What do I mean by that? I mean that if you don't like snotty, boogery illustrations, skip this book. This book does have quite a bit of snot in it, but I like it, and I like the dedication that Dan Kroll wrote in this book. It says, "For Mia, wash your hands." Sick Simon. It was Monday. Simon didn't care if he had a cold. He was ready for the best week ever. He kissed his family good morning, and had his favorite breakfast. He rode the bus to school and had fun the whole way. Oh, no, he threw up out of the window of the school bus. School was Simon's favorite place, and math was Simon's best subject. So he was sure to participate a lot. Achoo! Oh, no, Simon. On Tuesday, Simon got to take care of Mr. Warbles, the class chinchilla. Oh, he got to share snacks with friends and have show and tell. Wednesday's field trip was a treat. Uh-oh, but by now, all of his friends and teachers are beginning to get sick, too. And although recess on Thursday was a blast, what Simon was really looking forward to was Friday's super big game of kickball. But no one was at school to participate. On the way home, Simon started thinking, maybe this wasn't the best week after all. Hey, Simon, nice work this week. You're the man. What? Who are you guys? We're germs, and we make people sick. Not to brag, but I'm a virus, and I make people vomit.
Protozoa's here. Diarrhea's my thing.
And bacteria. I do infections, and we couldn't go anywhere without you.
Achoo! Hey, thanks for the ride, Simon.
Have a nice trip, everybody.
And after that, we're everywhere. And that's how the magic happens.
Oh, what? I don't spread you guys around.
Are you kidding? You never wash your hands. You never cover your mouth. You sneeze on everything. You love spreading germs. You are a germ hero. Imagine the world we could create if we stick together.
And with that, Simon raced off the bus and did something the germs did not like one bit. Simon covered his mouth when he sneezed.
Hey, what are you doing?
He threw the tissue into the trash can.
We thought we were friends.
When he went to the sink, he washed his hands with warm, soapy water, which sent the germs packing.
How could you?
Simon rested all weekend. Uh-oh, he's resting and drinking lots of fluids. We don't stand a chance.
By Monday, Simon woke up feeling as good as new. He was ready to go back to his favorite place in the whole world and...
Hey, everybody, wait for me. I'm not sick anymore. Yay! Yippee! Hooray! Yay!
And he wanted to have the best week ever. But, here came his friend.
Achoo! Achoo! Oh.
What is wrong? What is wrong?
I am sneezing, I am dizzy as can be. A runny nose, sore throat, headache and stomach ache. I am sick, I am sick.
Oh, it's the flu.
I am sick, I am sick.
What is wrong? What is wrong?
Oh, my. I certainly hope that doesn't describe you.
I hope you're not sick, but it is that time of year when a lot of people seem to catch colds. So just like Sick Simon, I think it's a good idea to keep using those tissues and washing your hands a lot and get some rest if you don't feel well. So, to continue with our theme of not feeling so great, I've got another sort of story here to share for you. I have to tell you, this is one, gosh, if I had to pick a desert island list of picture books to take with me, it would have to be pretty long, but this book would definitely be on it. It is an amazing book written and illustrated by David Shannon. It's called A Bad Case of Stripes. Do you know this one? You got to go check it out if you don't. This is my very own copy. Camilla Cream loved lima beans, but she never ate them. All of her friends hated lima beans, and she wanted to fit in. Camilla was always worried about what other people thought of her. Today, she was fretting even more than usual. It was the first day of school, and she couldn't decide what to wear. There were so many people to impress. She tried on 42 outfits, but none seemed quite right. She put on a pretty red dress and looked in the mirror. Then she... Her mother ran into the room and she screamed, "Too, oh my heavens, you're completely covered with stripes." This was certainly true. Camilla was striped from head to toe. She looked like a rainbow. Mrs. Cream felt Camilla's forehead. "Do you feel all right?" she asked. "I feel fine, but just look at me. You get back in bed this instant. You are not going to school today." Camilla was relieved. She didn't want to miss the first day of school, but she was afraid of what the other kids would say, and she had no idea what to wear with those crazy stripes. That afternoon, Dr. Bumble came to examine Camilla.
"Most extraordinary. I've never seen anything like it. Are you having any coughing, sneezing, runny nose, aches, pains, chills, hot flashes, dizziness, drowsiness, shortness of breath, or uncontrollable twitching?"
"No, I feel fine."
"Well, then," Dr. Bumble said, turning to Mrs. Cream, "I don't see any reason why she shouldn't go to school tomorrow. Here's some ointment that should help clear up those stripes in a few days. If it doesn't, you know where to reach me."
And off he went. The next day was a disaster. Everyone at school laughed at Camilla. They called her Camilla Crayon and Night of the Living Lollipop. She tried her best to act as if everything were normal, but when the class said the Pledge of Allegiance, her stripes turned red, white, and blue, and she broke out in stars. The other kids thought this was great. One yelled out, "Oh, let's see some purple polka dots." Sure enough, Camilla turned all purple polka dotty. Someone else yelled out, "Checkerboard!" And a pattern of squares covered her skin. Soon everyone was calling out different shapes and colors, and poor Camilla was changing faster than you can change channels on a TV. She had letters. She had a harlequin print. She had camouflage. Oh, poor Camilla. That night, Mr. Harms, the school principal, called.
"I'm sorry, Mrs. Cream. I'm going to have to ask you to keep Camilla home from school. She's just too much of a distraction, and I've been getting calls from the other parents. They're afraid those stripes may be contagious."
Camilla was so embarrassed. She couldn't believe that 2 days ago everyone liked her, and now nobody wanted to be in the same room with her. Her father tried to make her feel better.
"Is there anything I can get you, sweetheart?" he asked.
"No, no, thank you," sighed Camilla. What she really wanted was a nice plate of lima beans, but she had been laughed at enough for one day.
"Oh, well, yes, I see," Dr. Bumble mumbled when Mr. Cream phoned the next day. "I think I'd better bring in the specialists. We'll be right over."
About an hour later, Dr. Bumble arrived with four people in long white coats. He introduced them to the creams.
This is Dr. Grop, Dr. Sponge, Dr. Cricket, and Dr. Young.
Then the specialists went to work on Camilla. They squeezed and jabbed, tapped and tested. It was very uncomfortable.
Well, it's not the mumps,
concluded Dr. Grop.
Or the measles,
said Dr. Sponge. Definitely not chicken pox, put in Dr. Cricket. Or sunburn, said Dr. Young.
Try these, said the specialists.
They each handed her a bottle filled with different colored pills.
Take one of each before bed, said Dr. Grop.
Then they filed out the front door, followed by Dr. Bumble. That night, Camilla took her medicine. It was awful. When she woke up the next morning, she did feel different. But when she got dressed, her clothes didn't fit right. She looked in the mirror, and there, staring back at her, was a giant, multicolored pill with her face on it. Excuse me. Dr. Bumble rushed over as soon as Mrs. Cream called. But this time, instead of the specialists, he brought the experts. Dr. Gord and Mr. Mellon were the finest scientific minds in the land. Once again, Camilla was poked and prodded, looked at and listened to. The experts wrote down lots of numbers. Then they huddled together and whispered. Excuse me. Dr. Gord finally spoke. It might be a virus, he announced with authority. Suddenly, fuzzy little virus balls appeared all over Camilla.
Or possibly some form of bacteria, said Mr. Mellon.
Out popped squiggly little bacteria tails.
Or it could be a fungus, added Dr. Gord.
Instantly, Camilla was covered with different colored fungus blotches. The experts looked at Camilla, then at each other.
We need to go over these numbers again back at the lab, Dr. Gord explained. We'll call you when we know something.
But the experts didn't have a clue, much less a cure. By now, the TV news had found out about Camilla. Reporters from every channel were outside her house telling the story of the bizarre case of the incredible changing kid. Soon a huge crowd was camped out on the front lawn. There were news reporters from the television, from the radio, from the newspapers. Oh, my. The creams were swamped with all kinds of remedies from psychologists, allergists, herbalists, nutritionists, psychics, an old medicine man, a guru, and even a veterinarian. Each so-called cure only added to poor Camilla's strange appearance until it was hard to even recognize her. She sprouted roots and berries and crystals and feathers and a long furry tail. That must have been from the veterinarian. Nothing worked. The only thing recognizable about Camilla anymore was the pink bow on her head. One day, a woman who called herself an environmental therapist claimed she could cure Camilla. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and become one with your room.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. Oh, Camilla groaned.
Suddenly, she started to melt into the walls of her room. Her bed became her mouth. Her nose was a dresser, and the two paintings on the wall were her eyes. The therapist screamed and ran from her house, from the house.
Oh, what are we going to do? Cried Mrs. Scream. It just keeps getting worse and worse.
At that moment, Mr. Cream heard a quiet little at the front door. He opened it, and there stood an old woman who was just as plump and sweet as a strawberry. "Excuse me," she said brightly. "I think I can help." She went into Camilla's room and looked around. "My goodness," she said with a shake of her head. "What we have here is a bad case of stripes. One of the worst I've ever seen." She pulled a container of small beans from her bag. "Here, these might do the trick."
"Are those magic beans?" asked Mrs. Cream.
"Oh, my, no," replied the kind old woman. "There's no such thing. These are just plain old lima beans." "I'll bet you'd like some, wouldn't you?" she asked Camilla. Camilla wanted a big, heaping plate full of lima beans more than just about anything, but she was still afraid to admit it.
"Yuck! No one likes lima beans, especially me."
"Oh, dear," the woman said sadly. "I guess I was wrong about you." She put the beans back in her bag and started toward the door. Camilla watched the old woman walk away. Those beans would taste so good, and being laughed at for eating them was nothing compared to what she'd been through. She finally couldn't stand it.
"Wait! The truth is, I really love lima beans."
"Oh, I thought so," the old woman said with a smile. She took a handful of beans and popped them into Camilla's mouth. "Mmm," said Camilla. Suddenly, the branches, feathers, and squiggly tails began to disappear. Then the whole room swirled around. When it stopped, there stood Camilla, and everything was back to normal.
"I'm cured," she shouted.
"Yes," said the old woman. "I knew the real you was in there somewhere." She patted Camilla on the head. Then she went outside and vanished into the crowd. Afterward, Camilla wasn't quite the same. Some of the kids at school said she was weird, but she didn't care a bit. She ate all the lima beans she wanted, and she never had even a touch of the stripes again. That was A Bad Case of Stripes, written and illustrated by David Shannon, which followed the story Sick Simon, which is written and illustrated by Dan Kroll. Whatever you think, I want you to stay healthy and well during this wintry season that we are in the midst of, and make sure that you get lots of rest and you drink tea and you wash your hands and use a tissue, for crying out loud. So thank you so much for tuning in here to Wonka Radio. Radio Radix is coming up next, so please don't touch that dial. We have some crucial reggae coming your way. Let me let you know that Wonka Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Dr. Michael Shewell, clinical psychologist offering psychotherapy for adults and play therapy for children. Dr. Shewell helps people find meaning and depth in their lives and deal with issues including depression, anxiety, trauma, and works with children as young as 5. Located in Chico, Dr. Shewell can be reached at 891-6292. Wonka Radio is also made possible by Harrison Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daly Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support, services for nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daly Wright, call them at 895-1209. We thank our underwriters, we thank all of our wonderful KZFR members, and most importantly, I thank you, the listeners. Thank you for spending this brief
and wonderful half hour with me. And please don't... Achoo! All right. Stay healthy out there, people. All right. I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder. That is, where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to.
This is the KZFR Events Calendar. I'm Rick Anderson. Coming Friday, January 29th, to the Chico Women's Club, it's the Ali Battaglia CD release party. Chris Webster and Nina Gerber will be at the Chico Women's Club on Thursday, February 4th. Mia Dyson is live in-house. She'll be playing at the KZFR studios on Thursday, February 11th. Friday, February 12th, it's Swap Zen and Alligator West at the Chico Women's Club. On Friday, March 4th, Joe Craven and the Sumtimers